message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel. God's names are not of human invention. In successive stages of his self-revelation, God, through his names, taught men to trust and to praise him. To the patriarchs, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God made himself known as El Shaddai, the Almighty God, abundantly able to satisfy every need. Individually, these patriarchs all came to the realization of their own insufficiency and the absolute sufficiency of El Shaddai, of whom Mr. Overton speaks today. I'm happy to introduce our Message to Israel voice for the current series on the names of God, A.J. Overton.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer. Greetings, friends, in the name of the Lord Yeshua. We consider today God's name, El Shaddai, the All-Sufficient One. Names used in the Bible generally bear a significant meaning. They often represent the precise character of the person. "Your brother," said Isaac to Esau, "came deceitfully and has taken away your blessing." Then Esau said, "Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times." Yet with all his faults and failings, Jacob was spiritually sensitive and responsive to God's approaches concerning true values, the future good and moral blessings. Jacob's faults were not to be found as Esau's, whose desires were entirely non-sacred and who despised the promises of God, the family tradition, and his birthright, the ancestral blessing. Jacob's major fault was in seeking the good goal in immoral ways. He was ready to do evil that good might come. God would teach Jacob that the end does not justify the means, and that none can inherit the promises without faith and patience. God elected Jacob of the twin sons to receive the covenant promise made to Abraham and Isaac. When circumstances caused Jacob to flee from home, God appeared to him and promised that Canaan was to be his and his seeds after him forever. God's faithfulness followed Jacob during the ensuing years until, through urgent events, he was brought face to face with God. There was no other salvation. Jacob strove with God and prevailed through earnest supplication. God then said to him, "Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Such is the importance of names in the Bible. So God has chosen to make himself known through the revealed designations of himself in his names. There are approximately 400 names and titles of deity in the Tanakh, the Law, the Prophets, and the Psalms. God's names declare his character and represent his very person. To trust in God's name is to believe him. To accomplish works in his name means these are wrought by his immediate power. Thus the psalmist instructed Israel, "The king is not saved by a mighty army. A warrior is not delivered by great strength. Jehovah is our help and our shield. For our heart rejoices in him, because we trust in his holy name." God's names are not of human invention. In their successive stages of revelation, God's names taught men to trust and praise him. "According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth," said the psalmist. God's first revealed name in the scriptures, Elohim, displays his power and faithfulness as creator and sustainer of the entire universe. His covenant name, Jehovah, unveils him as the God of history and redemption. The title Adonai, translated Lord, presents God as absolute master and owner who claims the obedience and service of all. The name El, meaning to be strong, indicates God's great power of interposing or intervening in circumstances. The compound names of God formed with El emphasize his attributes. These include El Elyon, the Most High God, El Shaddai, the Almighty God or the All-Sufficient One, El Roy, the Strong One who sees, and El Olam, the Everlasting God. El Elyon, the Most High God, was made known to Abram through Melchizedek, the Gentile High Priest, as the founder or possessor of heaven and earth. Abram gave to Melchizedek tithes of all. Only El Elyon could enrich Abram, for he possesses an everlasting dominion. He is the God of the Jews and of the Gentiles. He says, "All souls are mine." The very same God revealed himself to Abram under the compound name El Shaddai. The second book of Moses, Exodus, indicates that El Shaddai was the usual name under which God made himself known to the patriarchs. "I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty, El Shaddai. But by my name Jehovah, I did not make myself known to them." That is, while the patriarchs knew the covenant name Jehovah, its full significance was not understood by them. El Shaddai appears initially in the first book of Moses, Genesis. When Abram was 90 years old and 9, Jehovah appeared to Abram and said unto him, "I am God Almighty, El Shaddai. Walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly." Though his name, El Shaddai, implies the omnipotence of God in maintaining his covenant with the patriarchs, he is absolutely sufficient in every need. "Is anything," he states, "too hard for the Lord?" Many scholars are convinced that the word Shaddai comes from the Hebrew word translated as the breast. When joined to El, El Shaddai becomes the one mighty to nourish, supply, or satisfy. God reveals himself as the mighty promiser and the true giver of all good gifts. He is able abundantly to supply in every need. The pagan gods were the idolatrous perversions of this. The Egyptian goddess Isis was clustered over with many breasts, symbolizing the nourishment of all things by nature. In the days of the great rabbi from Tarsus, the Apostle Paul, a similar multi-breasted idol of the Ephesian goddess Diana bore the inscription, "All various nature, mother of all things." By contrast, men of faith place their trust in the true name El Shaddai, receiving from his fullness grace upon grace. It was the revelation of God's name El Shaddai that taught Abram his own insufficiency. El Shaddai enjoined him to a wholehearted faith, "Walk before me and be thou perfect," or wholehearted. Many long years had passed since Abram was promised a seed, a land, a large posterity, and a spiritual ministry. Abram had taken matters into his own hands. As a result, Ishmael was born. But El Shaddai moves sovereignly. He changes the name Abram, exalted father, to Abraham, father of a multitude, revises the name Sarai to Sarah, promises to bless Ishmael, but insists upon establishing his covenant with a son yet unborn to this elderly couple. Isaac, meaning laughter, was to be born miraculously of the quickened bodies of the newly named Abraham and Sarah. Such is the sufficiency of El Shaddai. Thus this very Isaac, years later, blessed his son Jacob in sending him away. God Almighty, El Shaddai, bless thee. Make thee fruitful, multiply thee. God in turn speaks to Jacob, I am El Shaddai. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. The patriarchs all came to the realization of their insufficiency and the absolute sufficiency of El Shaddai. What God promises, only God can give. Thus, upon his deathbed, Jacob refers to El Shaddai, God Almighty, all-sufficient, who appeared to him, blessed him, and gave him the covenant promise. Concerning Joseph, Jacob declared, the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob, even the God El of my father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty Shaddai, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. Naomi, in the book of Ruth, discovered that the Almighty Shaddai could afflict in order to bring true blessing. The patriarch Job and his friends learned the lessons from God Almighty of his purpose to bless in the true spiritual battle by the emptying of self in man and a bringing to double fruitfulness in his power and abundance. The psalmist invited men to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Even Balaam, who was hired to curse Israel, was compelled to bless. It is the vision of the Almighty Shaddai, he declared. He viewed the star of Jacob, the scepter of Israel, the Messiah, arise as the final victor. It is through the Lord Yeshua, Jesus Christ, that God Almighty fully and finally pours out his love and life upon men. He states in the final book of the Bible, I am Alpha and Omega, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. He who is God's outpouring of love and life, and who poured out his blood so men might live, must also pour out judgment upon sin and those who reject him. Will you come to abide under the shadow of the Almighty?